This is 98.1 Power FM. We've got Dana and Dylan with you this morning.
Now, Dylan, let's talk about the stigma behind mental health, because I feel like it's changing, but talking about and respecting mental health conversations is, I think, where it starts. And I've spoken to you openly about this, that for some reason, I feel more comfortable to label a mental health day as a sick day. And that's what I write down on my leave form. And I really want that to change. And the conversation starts with us.
Yeah, definitely. And it's National Mental Health Month. And it's important that we are having conversations about looking after our mental health, just like we would with our physical health.
Now, Annie Fardell-Hartley is a psychologist and a suicidologist. She's based at Dubbo and she has an extensive experience in regional communities. She joins us now. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
No worries. Now, in your work in regional communities, do you feel like there's a bit more of a stigma around mental health issues than there is in, like, cities?
Look, I think we've made a significant headway in reducing stigma kind of globally, but there's still a long way to go, particularly around the causes and treatment of mental health. And I think there's some complicating factors in rural areas which make stigma possibly a little bit more heightened than metro areas. So things like perhaps lack of anonymity when kind of reaching out because people will see your car at a particular clinic or just kind of standing out more day-to-day life as not being yourself. You guys would know, like I would, that the services are often a bit light on in rural areas if there are services, which can mean difficulty in travelling, difficulty in visibility of mental health and mental health literacy, which can create, I guess, a higher acuity for people because they may put off seeking help. But we've also, you know, got the rural stoicism. We've still got, you know, we don't talk about our dirty laundry. We pull our socks up and get on with it.
How do we break that down, Annie? Like, how do we stop that mentality being at the forefront of our minds that we just pick ourselves up and get on with it?
Not only is there a public stigma, but the more powerful and damaging stigma is that of being like the perceived stigma and the self-stigma, because this is where we're actually losing lives, because people don't feel comfortable in speaking up because it's not something that they're familiar with. So I think we've got some great champions in rural areas, whether it's individuals or groups, sporting clubs, who are putting their hands up and saying, we need to start a conversation about this, because being able to talk openly and talk with quality information is key.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, I started at the Musselbrook Cats AFL side here in the Upper Hunter at the start of this year. And even just having that support network and starting those conversations, you know, going into lockdown, I knew I had a support network because I've got some mates around me. It's not all about, as much as I really love therapy and I think it is so important and it's completely misunderstood, it's about having a broader support network around you. Do you think that's true?
100%. Mental health work isn't just therapy. It's about connecting with your mates. It's about investing in something that you love. It's about having access to things like housing and a job. Like, mental health is so much broader than just sitting down with a therapist. And, you know, clubs like, you know, an AFL club where you have activities, you have people of a similar mindset, you have an ability just to sit down and talk it out afterwards, is so powerful. And it really is the kind of foundation of mental health work.
Yeah, and reach out to a friend today. You know, half of the Upper Hunter is still in lockdown. Have you texted or called a mate recently? Just reach out. We're chatting with Annie Fardell-Hartley. She is a psychologist in the Dubbo area. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.